Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Well, you know, it looks like justice has been executed, and I'm not talking about execution of a search warrant, an arrest warrant, or any other warrant. I'm talking about the execution of justice in this country. You know, it's nothing new, of course. We are facing this totalitarian regime. We are facing down the threat of communism, the presence of authoritarianism. We are facing down all of these threats. Meanwhile, we have the Department of Injustice, not the Department of Justice, but currently the Department of Injustice under that under Merrick Garland. I was going to modify that, but I'm not going to. Setting up and being part of a setup of conservative show hosts being conned into participating in the $10 million Russian influence campaign. Is this a DOJ setup? Well, yeah, yeah. Now, I don't know personally Tim Pool. I don't know Benny Johnson. I've referenced them in the past. I don't know Lauren Southern, although I think I might have had Lauren on the show. But I really don't know them. But look, if... And this is just me, folks, okay? This does not excuse what the DOJ has done or is alleged to have done. But if somebody's going to pay me $100,000 or $400,000 for a single show or a series of a week of shows, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be asking questions and a hell of a lot of them. I mean, the amount of money is outrageous. But that aside, it's not the business of the Department of Injustice, or the Department of Justice, to be clear. It's not their business to be setting up American citizens to entrap them. You know, I think back in my days working with the Department of Justice as an operational asset, I say that in the same breath, I ask for your apologies. But that was one thing back in the day, long decades ago, where you never, ever, 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 ever entrapped anyone, or even even if they could bring that up. I mean, you stayed so far away from that. But today, it's a matter of course. All Americans are on the crosshairs. So with me is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals. And I got to say this, okay? I was watching, I think it was Real America's Voice. They were talking about the price of gold and the price of silver. And it was interesting because the individuals in the discussion, it might have been with Steve Gruber, I'm not sure, they were talking about, hey, now's a good time to buy gold. Well, it's up. Well, yeah, it's going to go up higher as well as silver. Silver's a great deal right now, so is gold. So, folks, if you are a serious investor, and by that I mean not someone that's going to buy a single ounce of gold. I'm talking about, hey, maybe flipping your 401k or whatever it might be. Contact Renaissance Precious Metals. Please do that for me. The title of today's show is Justice Has Been Executed, and it's right before our very eyes. One thing, as we see, and this is another thing in addition to that, the Justice Department is also turning, as well as the executive branch, and even members of Congress, they're turning their eyes now in the wake of yet another school shooting to ban your firearms, to confiscate your firearms. It's not the firearms they're after. It's you that they're after. But let me interject something here very quickly. Steve Quayle and I both have teamed up with the Satellite Phone Store, and part of the Satellite Phone Store's mission is to keep all of us safe. EscapeZone.com. That's EscapeZone.com. Steve's going to be talking about this. It's time that you folks invest and I'm very serious about this, in a bulletproof backpack for your children, for even for yourself. And I was never a backpack kind of guy. Okay, give me a briefcase as opposed to a backpack or even a messenger bag. But now I'm looking at the backpacks with Faraday qualities. Okay, you can hide your phone, your laptop. Plus, it's a bulletproof bag. I've been using this every single day on my investigative endeavors south of here. And I'm telling you, this is one of the best investments I've made. With that, I'm not going to continue except to say, look, personal safety, the escape zone dual protection Faraday ballistic backpack provides crucial ballistic protection, safeguarding against unexpected gunfire. Just check out what happened in Butler. It gives you the peace of mind in light of the recent high-profile shooting, as well as the yesterday's shooting at the school. Having a bulletproof backpack offers peace of mind for individuals, ensuring an additional layer of security in public and crowded places. And lastly, everyday protection. You'll never know this is a bulletproof backpack, but beyond the high-profile scenarios, everyday environments can benefit from the protection offered by such backpacks, ensuring safety for anyone who comes in the line of fire. Talk more about this and the events of the day. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, thanks for joining me. Thanks for your patience.
Well, Doug, it's a privilege and a joy to be on today because we're facing in, 13 days, the potential for the former president of the United States to be arrested.
Yes.
And I think it's important that people understand. And I want to say something, and I got to be careful. But watching the folly of the Secret Service, and by the way, most of those agents, or I don't know how many, I would say this, it's reported the agents only had a two-hour training session on the internet.
And it didn't work. The audio didn't work. It was a Zoom session for HSI and Secret. Yeah, the audio didn't work half the time.
So what's critical for everyone to understand, if you have an expectation of justice in the land, I got to tell you something. You have been absorbed by the Borg. And, you know, that might have been another title, absorbed by the Borg. But the reason we're talking about escape zone products, you know, obviously I've known Tina for 10 years. And I used to, I don't think people know this, Doug, but I used to have a pretty major sewing operation in Bozeman, Montana. And so I know about Juki sewing machines. And I know a lot because I was in that business for so many years. And this is one of the finest sewn products I've ever seen. And I'll show you guys mine. And ballistics, it simply means it's bulletproof. Now, this one's 3A, which means it's up to pretty much handgun operation, but you can get heavier plates. Why is this critical? When you watch the attempted assassination of President Trump, anybody with any form of bulletproof jacket, bulletproof backpack, could have protected. I noted this, Doug, and I know a lot of guys in that business, you know, former tier one operators, guys who have been mercenaries. And I got to tell you that in this day and age, bullets are going to fly, innocent people are going to die. So it's no longer optional. It's mandatory. And escape zone is really critical. And they make two models. This is $199. And the other one is, I think, $649. I don't even know if it's up there, Eric. The one I just held up was a $649. But again, having been in the sewing of camera bags, all of the outdoor gear that started, I split up with a man that's known across the world for making some of the best backpacks in the world. And so, in essence, I know when I look at something, whether it's the YKK zippers, what quality it is. I know the ballistic fabric. I know the ballistic makeup of the Kevlar. And so what I'm sharing with people is that crossfire, there's a chance every one of us is going to be caught in crossfire. You may not have a giant panel, but you can hold this sucker up. And what I'm going to recommend is that they make a hook. You can put it through your side window on a vehicle, especially because there's so many people pulling them up, pulling up alongside the passenger. I'm sorry, take that back. The driver as well as the passenger. But if you can just roll down your window, most people have electric windows, and just hang this here, that's protecting you. Now, I watched the ballistics demonstration on this before I said, you guys got, there it is. That's the one I'm using. And the thing is that I watched Tina and I watched them do the test. The company that's doing this, you know, real warriors, this is not the, you know, keyboard warriors, Navy SEALs, Ranger, retired. I don't know if you ever really retire, but these guys know what they're doing. And for the record, I was known for making some of the best photographic luggage in the world, whether it was, and I also had a patent at one time called the Quest Vest, like a fishing vest with padded pockets. And my vest went all over the world, literally from Everest to K2. I mean, and topped the Brooklyn Bridge with a very famous city photographer. And the thing is, I'm telling you, I am impressed. Now, look, the escape zone can be, all this stuff can be bought through escapezone.com or the satellite phone store. There's no competition. But I'm telling everyone, you better get set for the bullets to fly. One of the pastors, you know, basically had, what, 20 or 30 rounds dumped into his home. And, you know, I have been warning people, Doug, and I'm sorry, this is not about being right. This is about keeping people alive. They must recognize if they have a church, if they have even a private school, and they've got to consider what they're going to do with their kids. Because I'm telling everyone, we are, I guess, 13 days away from probably one of the major seminal events in history. The question is, will they or will they not arrest Donald Trump? And ladies and gentlemen, Doug, will you read that whole thing from Steven Crowder?
Yeah. I will, as a matter of fact.
And if you put it up on screen, and then we can come back to talk. Yeah, please do that.
Okay, hang on a second. We're for the radio audience, folks, if you go to rumble.com, please, by the way, subscribe to our channel or Brighteon, either one, subscribe or both for extra credit. But here's what Steven Crowder wrote. Breaking, the Department of Justice Chief of Public Affairs, he admits Trump indictments are a politically motivated, quote, perversion of justice, reveals lawfare involved in making former President Donald Trump a convicted felon, backfired on Democrats, claims his former colleague Alvin Bragg's case is nonsense, and alleges he was stacking charges. Yeah, as if we didn't know that, but thank you, Stephen Crowder. And he goes on. He said, Alvin Bragg was just stacking charges and rearranging things to make it fit a case. And he added, this is again, the former Department of Justice Chief of Public Affairs added that, I think the case is nonsense. As we all do, anyone with half a brain understands what's going on here. And Steve, I'm going to toss out my theory. I do believe that the sentencing will obviously take place on the 18th, and if they have any sense of the climate in this country, they will defer sentencing until after the election. But I wouldn't count on it. Go ahead.
Well, my job is to sort out all the data coming in from multiple data streams, and even the judge he's not a real judge. And I want to say something about the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could have put an end to this at the beginning. And it appears that they have been compromised because this has gone way too far for way too long. This is not the rule of law. But I want people to think about this. What happens, Doug, if it turns into a worst case scenario? So, ladies and gentlemen, they're planning on a worst case scenario because the U.S. military, not the National Guard, is basically taking up a residence in the hotels, you know, in New York City. And the point is, that's a violation of the quasi comitatus law, Doug. But the rule of law has been executed. And when the rule of law gets executed, then people get executed by the millions. Look, here's what I'll say. I speak only for myself. Doug, you're free to chime in, of course. But the thing is that the communists and the literal, and I mean communists, I don't just mean cultural Marxists, have taken over this country. Every communist revolution in history has to have, or every revolution has to have, a bloodbath preceding the, if you will, the takeover of a nation, whether it was Russia, whether in under Stalin's time, whether it was China under Mao's time, whether it was, any of the mass murders. And by the way, you want to see some of the biggest murders and revolutions in history, not communists, but they were revolutions. If you look into the different dynasties of China, there were a whole lot of people murdered, sometimes in battles, Doug, in the tens of millions. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've watched the execution of justice. We're watching the destruction of the consumer market. We're watching the destruction of the food. Listen, this isn't hyperbole. This isn't fear porn. Wake the hell up. Go to the grocery store. Look at all the broken faces. Look at all the people that gasp. You know, how can that be? It's because the people would not take all the warnings and all the alerts, and they're looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem. That's the bottom line. And Doug, I'm telling everyone, I mean this. If you're a female and you're kind of wishy-washy on firearms, go and get training from a local gun range, and learn how to use it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know the horrors of a civil war, it's beyond anything I can describe. I refuse to do it, Doug, just because, how do I say this? If people will take it seriously, there's nothing wrong. Look, life assurance is different than life insurance. I coined that term, I don't know, 30 years ago. But life insurance, you have to die or something bad has to happen. Life assurance is something you get to benefit in the now. You get to appreciate it now. And so, again, it saves lives. Paul said, the Apostle Paul said that any man doesn't provide for his family is worse than an infidel. You know what an infidel is? Not a good thing. It's a dog. It's probably one of the most demeaning terms you can use. I'm not telling anyone to do anything. I want to make sure that, but you have the right to protect your life. The book of Nehemiah is very clear. Fight for your family, fight for your sons, fight for your daughters. And instead, if we don't fight for our daughters, they're sent off to public school for the slaughter. And Doug, that's a word. I know people say, you're just embellishing it. Are you kidding me? Look at the shooting of Donald Trump, or the attempted assassination. That's a better word. Look at all the lies, cover-up. Good night. It would be a 100-level sandwich because there's very little, if any, truth in that whole thing. When you got When you have overly obese Secret Service agents that can't even pull her gun out of her holster when the first round was fired. And Doug, I'm not kidding. I don't even care about political rallies, but I'm telling everybody, meaning don't go to them. Don't go to places that are, large audiences. Don't do it. Well, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm telling you that I have seen OSINT, open source intelligence, that once the United States gets involved with Iran, Iran is going to turn loose an internal army, and they're not terrorists. They're regular military. I'm told that Iran in Chinese, what Michael Yan spent in Gap, and the Chinese, fast track into the Montana too, but into the United States. And that doesn't count all the gangs. That doesn't count all of the not only narco-terrorists, but enterprises. let alone the political evil traitors. And ladies and gentlemen, look, I don't care if they're snorting 10 pounds of cocaine. You've got to understand the goal is the elimination of 250 million Americans. And that is funded and was funded, the Deagle Report, by the Rockefeller Foundation. So I'm telling everyone, we're in the sights. Now we have a tripartite, which means a three-part mosquito-borne pathogen that's basically showing up all over the country. Yeah, look at, ladies and gentlemen, that plan was, that's a Nazi plan from, the former head of the SS. So what I want people to understand, he's dead, of course, but it was Heinrich Himmler. So now we've got a tripartite viral infestation of mosquitoes being loosed or having been loosed. I want everyone to understand something. This is biological warfare, great terror, and the medical system of the United States cannot handle any form of real bioweapon outbreak. Even COVID-19 was a bioweaponized attack on the people. But I'm saying something worse than that is being loosed. Doug, and thank God for your investigative skills, but you've got to see, and we've got to see, the thread of evil that runs through all these events taking place in the country. Lawfare, execution of justice, bioweaponized COVID or variants of Ebola, mouse pox, any variation, and every variation has been turned loose. And yet, I know people say, you guys are just fear mongers. My answer to that is unfit for me to speak on your show. But the point is that, the thing that I am so sad about is, and I say this to you mockers, I say this to you scoffers, I say this to you social media posters, may the blood of the innocent be on your hands. May it be on your conscience forever, unless you repent and accept Jesus Christ. This is an ultimate outreach for people to come to Jesus. It is anger at the world that is going to bulldoze. I don't know how many Christians are going to die, but if I didn't love Jesus, if I didn't warn people of the coming storm, and I can't believe it, Doug, so much in the Word of God, especially Matthew 24, Luke 21, and then you go into the prophecies of Daniel, go into especially the prophecies in the book of Revelation, which for everyone's sake, that's not the revelation of bad stuff to come. That is a revelation of Jesus Christ, who is the only one worthy to open up the seven seals in the book of Revelation, start reading in the first couple chapters, and that's God's declaration of what's coming in the future. So, Doug, as we begin to, quote, stack it all up, I mean, the picture is not pretty. So what happens, in your opinion, what happens if Donald Trump is arrested?
All right. Before I answer that, and I will answer that based on everything I've been told, if I can plug this, you mentioned Heinrich Himmler. I don't know how many people know this, but his birthday is October 7th. We are coming up on October 7th next month. Not the anniversary, but the 1 year after the invasion of Israel. Say what you will about that. There's a lot of things happening in the spiritual, as you pointed out, Steve, that are manifesting in the physical. So tune in tomorrow when I interview Jonathan Kahn about the Dragon's Prophecy. You're not going to want to miss that. But having said all of that, to answer your question, I do believe that, and I've thought about this, I've talked to people about this, assuming nothing gets leaked beforehand. In other words, if everybody kind of is quiet, the mainstream media is quiet, what's going to happen is it's going to be announced, and if he is taken to jail or if he is enforced confinement somewhere, give it a day, give it 36 hours, all hell is going to break loose after that. You're not going to be able to stop what's coming, but that's what they want. And I think that at the beginning of the show, you mentioned about military being in specific hotels. I think that there's more than one reason for that, but also to quell any uprisings in violation, of course, posse comitatus. So I think it's going to be slow and then all of a sudden fast. That's what I see coming if, in fact, he is sentenced to any kind of confinement, whether it's home confinement or Rikers. And that's what I see. And that's why, I'll just toss this in there too, folks, that's why you need to have some sort of training, the weapons, as well as the protection, like the dark bags or escapezone.com, that particular product. So, yes, it's all coming together right now. And to the critics out there, the reason this is so important, I think, the people who criticize what you've been talking about, I believe you've got blood on your hands because you are in part the reason for many people not acting before the blood is shed, because blood will be shed. That's my view. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we're already watching bloodshed. We're watching the anti-gun rhetoric rising from Kamala Harris. We're watching it in real time. And ladies and gentlemen, her vice president is a known communist. His whole family is turned against him. The members of whatever military unit he was stationed have said he's a coward and a liar. Well, there's a good quality. I mean, he fits right in Washington. There's, I guess, Doug, what's astonishing to me today is there's no consideration that this is going to affect the average person, no matter where they are. You know, bad stuff happens when certain stuff hits the fan, and the fans have been rotating and the stuff's been hitting it, but silence. It's beyond whistling in the graveyard. I used to say this, it's like a man who's going to be shot at a firing squad or by a firing squad, and he's basically got a bandana over his eyes, and he's whistling his favorite song or singing his favorite song, thinking that that's going to stop the execution. And so now we just had Kim Jong-un of North Korea basically kill 30 of his people because they screwed up over the floods of North Korea. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing. When everybody lies, the innocent die. When everybody lies, I'm talking politically, I'm talking militarily. Again, Doug, it's critical people understand. It's unconstitutional, but that doesn't mean anything anymore. And when George Bush Jr. took the name of the Lord our God in vain, and said, it's just, a worthless piece of paper. We knew it was over then. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to say something. Any Christian that is watching the usurpation, the stealing of Russian assets, the absolute non-legal lust for Russian money, $300 billion, the oligarchs, their yachts, and just recently, the West wants to be able to take anything that Russia has. Well, that's wrong, ladies and gentlemen. But if the West has turned into an amoral, blood-sucking parasite, my opinion, then, ladies and gentlemen, you better understand that anyone and anything is subject to their, what would be a good word, Doug, their legal estimation or legal making up rules as they go along. So in essence, we are sanctifying in this country grand theft that will bring us into a I'm just telling you, I'm convinced, I don't know when, and I want to share something. If the latest intel of 5 minutes before launch is going to go on, and Greg New York Prepper's telling you all of not only the emergency action messages, but the emergency arming messages, and basically, you'll never know and I'll never know that we're at DEFCON 1 until the missiles fly. That literally means missiles are in the air. And ladies and gentlemen, the story the other day, and I'll come right back to what I'm not losing track, the story of the submarines that were in the English Channel, those were, or that one single submarine, but I think there was another one. I was told they travel in that area by twos. The only reason the British frigate or whatever it was could find us because the submarine surfaced and said, here we are. So, I mean, we're at the pinnacle of somebody's going to press a button. You cannot move all of your aircraft. You cannot move all your support mechanics. You cannot move all your aerial refuelers. You cannot KC-135 tankers. You can't move all that stuff into Europe. You can look at the radiation count by the individual RADMON, that means radiation monitoring members, and the counts per minute of radioactive weapons and stuff are in the stratosphere. And that's because they're being taken out of the storage. And in Turkey now, this is critical. Turkey is joining BRICS, or at least has made the effort. And what most people don't know, we have four strategic bases in Turkey, but the one called Incirlik has got our nuclear weapons. And Doug, no one will talk about this, but Turkey basically sequestered that whole base and won't allow those weapons. And by the way, it was at one point, it was rushed by the Turkish military. So what I'm saying to everyone is simply this. It is catastrophic, the ramifications, and cataclysmic, the ramifications of what's going on. I mean, simple things like, you know, hey, filling a couple of glass, not plastic, jars of extra water. You know, if you're going to take a quart a day, which is not enough. But the point is, you know, fill more water. And the minute something happens, and those of you who have bathtubs, grab the bathtub faucet and turn it on. You can go to any survival supply store, ready-made resources, Bob Griswold's old, still his new company, but he's gone to be with the Lord. And you can get water bladders that are like a water tent. And some of them fit in, you've got to put them in the bathtub, but they'll take up to 200 gallons of water. Try and flush a toilet, even if you're in a gravity-fed toilet without water. Well, I mean, the ramifications and the damnifications become so serious. But Doug, I think the 18th will be a, either way, it's going to be a hallmark moment. And if I were the Russians, and I want to tell everybody who's familiar with Dmitry Dudeman's prophecy, that about the time that nuclear war takes place, and that was what the angel of the Lord showed to Dmitry Dudeman, a civil war breaks out. I always thought, and I've read it, and I prayed about it, And the other night, I think I had a eureka moment. The minute the nukes start flying, if they're selective to demonstrate that, hey, we're serious, and then the civil war is definitely going to break out. And unfortunately, it's the law of the jungle, and I don't know how to jungle fight, and most people don't. So what we can do is prepare, and, you know, the scripture says, the wise man sees evil coming and hides himself from it. It doesn't say, be cowards or anything, but how many years, Doug? You probably know the answer. I don't. How many years have we been on together?
20 plus, I think. Yeah, okay. Over 20.
Yes. Yep. And so we're like into this, you know, half a generation. And ladies and gentlemen, Carla, thank you for sending it to me. She sent me that Dmitry Dudeman's vision of Russia attacking the United States and the Civil War was 40 years old. 40 years old. I remember talking about that vision on when I first started on broadcast radio.
Yeah.
Yep. And I mean, you know, that makes me, how should I say this, seasoned. I like that word. That's better. So the point is that anything you can buy that's going to be bulletproof, that's going to be protective. Again, it's sat123.com, sat123.com, or escapezone.com. And by the way, they're both the one's just a division of satphone123.com. But some of the other packages and things like RF purses, you know, I mean, ladies, there's a lot of stuff, or laptop cases. And, you know, I don't have my purse handy. But the thing is that RF is a big deal. They also sell, those of you who are, if you're in your house and you can get 5G cell phone signals, then you need to consider their blanket. And their blanket is RF proof. And ladies and gentlemen, some people I know went to the effort of building like a copper wire mosquito net over their bed, and then grounding the contact points with the copper net, you know, to something that makes it a Faraday cage to sleep in. Well, they've gone one step further in, you know, escape zone, and it is critical. The number one danger we're all facing, destroying us, mutating our genes, is the electromagnetic radiation weapons that are on 24/7. And that's why, again, Doug, we talked about this, the Godark Bay, they make so many sizes at, you know, the escape zone. This one's escape zone, but the escape zone, again, those are different names of companies that all filter through sat123.com or beready123.com. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's critical. It's a matter of life and death. Anybody, I want to say this, anybody that has an electronic ignition, obviously your doors are open and you're carrying keys, every time you go anywhere, put your keys in the smallest, Faraday bag that you can find, that you can order. And they have so many different sizes. And I have, as Eric stopped right there, I have an escape zone Faraday dry bag that's 10 liter. And if you start getting habitually used to putting your stuff in these, then you've got a better chance than anybody. I will say this, all cell phones will go dead at some point. Power will be shut off at some point. Satellite phones are our last vestige and opportunity to be able to communicate. If you don't know who to call, you don't need one. But the point is that information's critical. And again, I would say that it is one of the most, I would say this, mind-blowing considerations that Tina and the escape zone is, wow, what a great name. You know, I wish we could all escape off of this crazy planet. But, you know, again, the thing is, and I'll say this again and again and again and again. Somebody said, don't you get tired of repeating stuff? No, because people haven't gotten it yet. So it's critical when your cell phone, this is whack, track, and stack.
And you know, if I can interject this, because this is one thing that I did learn. Randy Taylor was with me last week, and we were dark last week because of some sickness. But also, the two of us took that time to engage in some investigation. That we in real time watched our cell phones, both of them, do certain things. I'm not going to get into what happened. But we had the bags with us, and we put them, our cell phones, in the bags. And we were dark at that point. How can I put this? The people who found us interesting were unable to track us by the cell phone. And that saved us. When I say saved us, it caused us to avoid some unpleasantries that could have transpired. So that's important, especially if you're an investigator, or hey, even if you don't think you need one, I would venture to say you do need one, and they're inexpensive, but they're very well made and they're very effective. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, obviously I have a laptop, a new one, because months ago I spilled water on my previous new one. And the thing is, the escape zone has bags any size you want. And so if you got laptops, and I want to make everyone understand this, there are specific technologies involved when people travel on airlines and go through certain areas, usually hubs, that can download all the files of your computer, even with what you think is secure password. Doug, that's astonishing to me. But in essence, I tend to like a little bigger one. I obviously know that this fits in a woman's purse. This is a standard style. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this, what's your life worth? And most people, you know what? I ask them that and they can't come up with an answer. What about your wife being able to provide? What about your children's protection? What does anything mean anymore when life, especially the most innocent life, means nothing? What does anything life mean anymore when we openly see, we openly read, we watch the prices go up in the store and you get the sinister entities like Gates et al. Telling you, hey, and WEF, Schwab, telling you that you're going to eat basically crap, including your own. And I'm sorry that's offensive. Doug, are cooperating in their own extinction. That's what's offensive to me.
Yeah.
Satellite phone store, 123.com.
Amen.
Yeah.
And folks, look, we're trying to provide solutions for you. Again, weapons, you're going to need weapons. You're going to need ammunition. You're going to need survival supplies. You're going to need everything that they offer, Sat123 offers. You're going to need all of this. And if you, at this point, you know, what more can we say? If you're not looking at what's happening, my goodness. I mean, how much more do you have to see before you realize how late the time is? Go ahead.
Well, one of my major concerns, Doug, anybody like you and I and Mike Adams, Alex Jones, we can all be, anybody who's got a major internet presence, a YouTube presence, we can all be taken off. I'm trying to verify the intel. It is my intel telling me they plan to shut everything down because what they want to do is basically kill with impunity. Now, am I being clear? Do people understand that? If things go ballistic, meaning shots are fired and the war, breaks out in because of Donald Trump's illegal arrest and incarceration, then, ladies and gentlemen, all bets are off. But the military is planning. By the way, they won't be shooting rubber bullets. They're planning for they call it an insurrection. Basically, it's the response to laws that no longer have a basis in righteousness. So what I'm saying, if it is the 18th when it's sentenced, correct?
Correct. At this moment, unless they change it, but yes.
Okay, so if all hell's going to break loose, and again, the military thinks so this isn't right-wing fear tactics. As we fight in the world of fight for truth, the left wing's getting armed. They have flash mobs that are going to come, and they're going to use the cell phones. And by the way, they have networks. They could cut us all off in alt media and leave all the bad guys on. Did you see, Doug, the Venezuelan gang, in that one apartment house and wherever?
In Aurora. There was one in Aurora, two in Aurora and one in Chicago. Yes.
Yeah. Well, did you note the guy? Well, the goons were coming upstairs. He was going downstairs talking on his phone. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then he turned around and came back up. I mean.
And he looked out the window, too. These are coordinated gangs. You're exactly right on this. Correct on this. And it's watch, folks. You're going to see this happen all across the major cities in the United States. And it's not limited to Venezuelan gangs, although that's the presence there. But you're going to see all colors of the UN. And I said that deliberately. All this is going to take place all across the U.S.
And I hope everyone has realized, recognized, and identified a simple fact. U.S. military, and who had anybody in the military that have a loyalty to this country and to its citizenry, they're all out of the country, with the exception of like localized pockets of what's in New York. And so what happens when you find out, and these are real numbers of how should I say this, mercenary under the color of law, for instance, UN, we always heard about the UN troops. Well, they've been there. Well, where are they? 100 different military bases under George Bush Sr. were shut down. There's a great deal of them. And so what I think I want people to understand, and I'm asking myself this, okay? Believe me, I'm talking to myself. Are you prepared, Steve, to be off the air and to be forced off the air? I'm not prophesying. I'm asking myself the hard questions. I know what is going to go by. I mean, where I live, I've had 3 not drive-by shootings, thank the Lord. And I literally cover my house with the blood of Jesus. I do. And the thing is that they were surveilling the neighborhood. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, a young lady in our neighborhood, I think she's 14 years old, had a Texas truck. This is not an indictment against Texas. With, let's just say this, some unusual characters try and kidnap her. And you know, I don't live in the barrio, but she had to run home and they reported to the cops, you know. But there's so much evil, Doug, ready to pounce. I guess that's a good title for this too. Ready to pounce. I'm not telling you to change the title, but evil to pounce. And even in the identifying, well, there's a lion, there's a tiger. There's a mountain lion right there, you know. There's a water buffalo. By the way, they're one of the most dangerous animals in the African jungle. And I think Rodney Howard Brown used to be a big game hunter and guide. But you'll find out most of the hunters and most of the deaths aren't because it's lions, tigers, and bears. It's water buffalo. So why am I saying that? Because the danger is increasing. I live in Montana. Most people know that. And this place is going not only wacky, but the grizzly population in, obviously we share a border with Wyoming, and the majority of Yellowstone Park is in Wyoming. But the animals are multiplying. They're absolutely fulfilling the scripture that the beasts are going to be turned loose. And again, you want to see what wolf packs look like, go rent the movie Dr. Zhivago. So it's important and critical. And Doug, you know, just because we're on this, okay, this means that to me, we have what, one more show on the 12th, Lord willing. And then after that, we could be off the air between the next show and the following show. Have you thought about that?
I have. And I think about that pretty much on a daily basis, not necessarily with that date, but that date as well.
Right.
You know, you look at, I mean, when you look at the Department of Justice, in line with the title, proposed title of the show, you know, the justice has been executed. You see the Department of Justice entrapping the people with large audiences from Alex Jones some time ago through the present day, and including the present day. They want to shut down people. Steve Bannon is in prison, for example. You know, the War Room Posse is suffering from the absence of Steve Bannon, although they're doing a great job. So you're seeing the influencers, whatever size, starting at the largest on down, they're being shut down. And we have to really understand that. Steve, before I get back to you, quick break here. I want to direct everyone to chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Folks, do this because right now we are in the thick of it. And you don't want to wait too much longer before you start feeling better. And if you've ever wondered what happened to Chuck Norris, I've talked about him many times. The video he made, I watched, I was surprised. He's in his 80s. He's still kicking behinds everywhere and working out and staying active. This is where you want to be when the, you know, what hits the fan, right? Excuse me. So, but what's more, even more shocking is the fact he's stronger, can work out longer, and has got plenty of energy left over for his grandkids or for going out and taking the target practice if he so desires. He did this by making one change. He still feels like he's in his 50s. He says his wife started doing this one thing too. She's never felt better. She even says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she's got energy all day. And that's what we need folks. That's what we need. So Chuck made a very special video that explains everything. So I'd like you to make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman, or by clicking on the link below this video. It's going to change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Hagman. Click on the link in the description below to watch the video right now or after this broadcast. You're not going to believe how simple it is, and it is really simple. I've watched it, and I'm involved in this, and I'll tell you what, I can feel the change already. And don't forget, he's 84 years old, and I think that's older than Biden by, a few years, but he's got more energy than I do, and he's discovered he can create dramatic changes to his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage your body as we age. So again, chuckdefense.com/Hagman, two N's on Hagman. Link in the program description box below. I want to thank them for supporting this broadcast and being a part of the entire platform of the Hagman Report. Okay, Steve Quayle is on, and you know Steve. I want to make sure, folks, you know, while you can, before any economic collapse, because there will be one, the economy is untenable. Make sure you invest in silver, gold, and do so if you're a serious investor through Renaissance Precious Metals. They're the only place I trust. That's the only place I would go to purchase any kind of metals or convert an existing 401k into a gold, silver, precious metals 401k. That's Renaissance Precious Metals. Make sure you do that today. And lastly, if you haven't done so already, Earth in the Crosshairs, if you haven't seen it, if you haven't gotten it, if you haven't ordered it, that's what's happening today. I'm telling you right now, history, well, the past is prologue. What we're seeing today is really laid out, has been laid out in times past. This will give you a great idea of why we are where we're at today. And even if you watch it more than once, you can get a feel as to where we're headed as well. That's Earth in the Crosshairs. Go to gen6.com. That's gen6.com. Again, with me, Steve Quayle. stevequayle.com. Steve, go ahead, take it, brother.
Well, Doug, I was talking too about obviously Escape Zone's product. This is one of their, you know, one of their RF blocking blankets. They come in different sizes, and this material sewn in, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. This is what obviously blocks the signal. So in essence, you could even throw one of these over, you know, laptops in an emergency. But I want to share something. This was, in my opinion, brilliant because it enables people who are close to cell towers and they're emitting RF energy all the time. They, and I'm sorry to hold this up, but that's what this looks like. And this is a small version, very nicely done. And again, I would encourage everybody to go to escapezone.com. There they are. On the in different sizes, obviously bigger or more expensive, but I thought you might want to see it because I'm telling you, Doug, we're all subject to electronic pollution, but it's going to become more sophisticated. And how they're going to do that is weird. And by the way, now they're up to 6G. And for the record, that's called Genesis 6. That's what they call it. They've got, they're ready to introduce 6G. And that's an OG, and that's got to be a no-go. And by the way, it's probably a moot point, but I'm just reaching over here. Here's one of the larger blankets, and what's interesting about that, well, Eric, you can just put the picture back up. The size of the blankets, obviously, I mean, if some 6'2" guy can't fit under a 4x5 foot necessary, but they come, scroll down if you would, Eric, 2 to 3 feet, they come 4 to 5 feet. And I talked to Tina over the weekend and they're coming out with bigger ones. And ladies and gentlemen, that's a great price. Just to buy the RF blocking cloth, if you will, it's very expensive. So in essence, you know, you can also just consider this. The time will come, and it's about, we could have it. I'm not saying it's going to happen on the 18th, but if it happens, Donald Trump being arrested, Donald Trump being sent to jail immediately. I can tell you that there's been talk of bribery money going out to some of the most, sensitive people, including, would you trust the Secret Service who couldn't keep him alive and were pretty much, incompetent to go into jail and keep, the former president? I say, this is horrific. It's wrong. And the Supreme Court, I want to make a plea to you guys. You let it happen. So as you see the dead bodies in the street, as you see the cities on smoke, it's because you wouldn't step up and do the right thing and enforce the rule of law as it was set up under the Constitution of the United States. Look, Constitution, Bill of Rights. Now you've got the entity who is, she's cackling all the time, going to be president. She's already telling you she's going to take the guns away. She said, her words, I'll sign the executive order. Well, that isn't going to fly. She can do it. They can try. But again, Doug, this is what Greg Evenson used to say when he's alive. When they go for their final push for firearms, he said, he said, they don't care about if you got a couple of pistols hidden away. He said, they're going to kill the gun owners. That was the late Greg Evenson. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is not playing games. This is a matter of life and death, not just mine, not just Doug's, but yours. And you've been blessed to have Doug Hageman on the air. I'm not placating, I'm not praising him, but by the grace of God, you've been on the air and able to see this stuff happening in real time. And Doug, I think, I don't know of a conspiracy theory that was mocked, ridiculed, and scorned that now people are saying, well, that really happened. There's no conspiracy theories. It's now reality. So I want everyone to understand something. You will come to the time, and I don't know if it's 6 months after what's going to come down, but during a civil war, guess what? All stores are boarded up. During a civil war, the military will come in and take over every food distribution center in the country. They'll take over every restaurant food. They'll take over hospitals, meaning the food, whatever they call, they'll take over every aspect of food, and they know where every chicken and every egg is. So I don't believe it. And I'll say this, if you believed you understood smart dust, you would understand that statement.
You know, Steve, I just have to say this, and if it looks like I just crawl out of bed. I haven't been to bed over the last couple of days. But the thing I saw that I think a lot of people are missing right now, I experienced this. You think your sheriff is going to back you up. You think your sheriff, as a county sheriff, is going to tell the feds to get out of the county. Okay, now maybe in some parts of the country that'll happen. I would say the vast majority, you're not going to find any protection by your sheriff. You're not going to find any protection by your police force. They're going to be going to their own families and protecting their own families. That's where where I see things happening. And, you know, if it doesn't happen on the 18th, 19th, 20th, whatever, it's going to happen at some level after the elections, after election day or election month, as it is. I can see this. I've personally experienced the hostility of county sheriffs and police bowing down to the federal gods, small g, that of the powers of the Department of Justice. It's going to get very ugly out there. And I'm telling you, don't take this lightly. This is not an infomercial. This is a life-o-mercial, to quote Steve Quayle. But it's really information so you can prepare yourself for what's coming. We don't want to scare you because with God, anything is possible. I take my statue that Russ gave me, put on the armor of God, and that's what we all need to do. And I think out of all the people that have been on talk radio, you've been very, very consistent in stating that. and also stating the fact that this is a spiritual war, not manifesting in the physical. So with that, I want to thank you as we enter into this very troublesome time, and the troubles are only going to increase. Go ahead.
Well, because it's such a spiritual battle, spiritual warfare, I'm quoting the scripture all the time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I make it personal, Steve, you know. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, God, I don't have a way. I've lost my way. Acknowledge him. But Lord, I acknowledge you, and he'll direct our path. I also claim the promise. I said, God, you said if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously and doesn't hold back. But Doug, there is no human way to deal with the emotional upset that's coming, the visual upset, the response. Most people have thought that, well, that war is going to happen over there. Multiple people in Russia, this is not a Russian narrative, have said, including Foreign Minister Lavrov, Putin, Dmitry Medvedev, basically have said, you've been at war before, but you've never had it on your shore. I'm making that rhyme. And, you know, both sides of the Atlantic are going to suffer. And it's 210 seconds for all commands, the doors on the subs to open. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be breathtaking. What Russia typically does is tit for tat. We've already said to Zelensky et al. And NATO et al., go ahead, hit Moscow. If Moscow suffers even any damage, watch payback to D.C. Pay attention to the Russian ambassadors. If they start being recalled, and I'm told their families are being taken out of the country. Right now, the country means United States. I'm told of the delivery of the letter to Macron of France, the Prime Minister of Britain, obviously to Joe Biden. The Russians hand-delivered multiple warnings to all of them, made them sign for it so they can't say, well, we never knew, that they continue on their attack on Russian territory and Moscow specifically. They said, your capitals are going to disappear. Now, I don't have access to the actual letter, but I've told what you would expect to be in there, and there will be no safe zone in the United States or Germany or France. You go on to all the NATO, and this is not going to be armored cavalry coming to the rescue. This is going to be over like that. And I want you to consider, ladies and gentlemen, that if everything in the United States has gone over to the Western battlefront that's coming, and there's nothing here, then what does that give the gangs? What does that give the internal terrorists? What does that give the establishment of basically, Doug, warlord communities? Mad Max on steroids, or Mad Max on a high rise. So it is that close. It is that critical. And somebody said, well, what happens if Trump is arrested? It will still go extreme, because the minute some wanting World War III, and there are plenty of people like that, and by the way, they're not, Republicans do too, but the majority are Democrats, and the thing is that they think that'll bail their bottom out of the barbed wire, and it won't, because in essence, they have provoked something they have no knowledge of. So I want to make a spiel too here. The Q Files is sending out emergency alerts, and the Q Files is a $10 a month subscription. And I just sent out one of the most important alerts we could send out last night. Actually, Rhonda, our producer, sent it out. So with the Q alerts, and I don't guarantee that you get one a week, one a night, or one a month, but when the necessity happens, and I don't put the alerts up on my website each time something new comes. There are some people that do that. And so what you do is you get prep fatigued. You get information overload. You get emotionally charged, and then it doesn't happen. But I want people to understand, we have limited budgets to provoke even OSINT, open source intelligent, because everybody wants to be paid for everything. So, and I believe the servant's worthy of his hire. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we're at a point where it's very, very near, and the end isn't, coming. In my opinion, it's here. Everything's in place, and you cannot make America great again, because the foundations of this country have been destroyed. And the Word of God says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the answer is, they can do nothing. We are told that when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. So for those of you who are feeling this unhappiness, this sadness, watching where the country has gone, that's because of wicked rule. And they will not back off. And that's what's critical, Doug, is that the seduction is designed for the reduction of population in the United States of America by 250 million people. I'm not saying it's all going to happen at once, but that's going to be their goal. Earth and the Crosshairs, and Eric, if you put that up, we've gotten the best feedback we've ever gotten in my Gen 6 film, I think, 8-10 years? And Earth and the Crosshairs DVD right there, it's about the interdimensional gates of hell are opening. You guys have heard Jesse G, our Gen 6 director of antiquities, coming on. But people are seeing orbs. They're seeing unidentified aerial phenomenon. I call that stuff that's just trying to delegitimize or call into question the real visions. And I say visions, I'm talking about, actually, that's not a good word, the real photos that everybody's got a camera now. That's what made the difference. Cell phones made a difference in how many people were being able to post this stuff. Earth and the Crosshairs, and we'll show you 5 of the panels, I think, that were found different places in the world, different time. But one of the most important is the one of the Nazis, and everyone's trying to interpret the symbols, the sigils, and the glyphs around all this stuff. And that's what we've been spending 3 years and huge money on. So Earth and the Crosshairs, if it's the last thing I ever do, it's the most important thing. Because, Doug, you just held up a little suit of armor that Russ gave you.
Yep.
And the thing that I want people to understand is this, that when we fight against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, none of that stuff is visible until it manifests on Earth. And now the manifestation on Earth is being seen all over the world.
Amen to that. I apologize if you heard that noise. I might have a short in my electronics here at my desk. But we are at the point now. Steve, are we not, if not at the moment, this inflection point? We are so close to it that within a day, within an hour, our lives could change. Are we not there at this moment?
In my opinion, we are.
Yeah.
It's, and again, I don't think it's even an hour. I think the deciding moments of World War III will be over within 30 minutes. That doesn't mean all of fighting will end. Doesn't mean that at all. But ladies and gentlemen, all of NATO, all of the West, look, they're making war on Russia. The most, and this is true. You know what the basis of the making war on Russia is? Listen, I was told somebody who was in the room with a statement, they're just all bluffing.
Yeah.
I don't think somebody who's been able to bring 159 proposed nations into BRICS, who set up just standards, who set up just measures for international trade, who's causing the nations that have been basically controlled and destroyed by the U.S. dollar, I don't think that guy is the evil entity. Compare what he's doing, defending Western Christianity, the family, not allowing pink hair, rainbows, and unicorns in this country, let alone allowing him to marry. You know, that'd be funny. But the bottom line, and again, there's so much above the line. You know, when anybody's ever read a financial statement, you can put all the stuff you want. You know, this happened, that happened, write off this, write off that. But at the end of the day, what is the bottom line? Well, we had a lot of activity, but we lost 200,000. Or, you know, we had a great loss, but business has never looked better. Well, that's a lie. That's a prep talk. That's what the Wall Street lives on. NVIDIA was one of the most expensive companies in the world. And now they're selling down and selling off. So there's nobody who will be able to buy stocks and bonds except the wealthy. And what's going to be problematic is this. Sure, let's say a burger in whatever place left standing is $200. Well, the average person can't do that. And then, Doug, the ramifications, damnifications of this is that there's no medicine flowing in from China. I was told by somebody in the pharmaceutical industry, 80% of the medicines and all the different anti-cancer drugs come in from China. They're all cut off now. You know that? Or you do now, I guess.
Well, yeah. And I had a meeting earlier today with a medical doctor, and we were talking about just that issue. And he is experiencing, because of his specialty, he's experiencing shortages specifically of cancer medication.
Yes.
So, and the reason, of course, is the, I don't want to say disruption. It's almost like as he was explaining this to me, it's almost like an intentional embargo from China. It's done to create a worse environment for the sick in the U.S. And that also affects Canada to a lesser extent, but specifically the U.S. So, yes, exactly. You're exactly right.
Well, you know, I call them sanctimonious suicidal sanctions, okay? But it's by design, especially, you know, elderly, especially cancer with the turbo cancers, with the COVID-19, the bioweaponization. Now they're finding out the blood stays active, embalmed blood, for up to 2 years. They've actually got embalmed blood replicating, and I don't know who the morticians are, but somebody's on the internet talking about that. So in essence, the turbo cancers are exploding. And right now I have a brother in the Lord who just went to be a Jesus, who's tried out, Stephen Sanford of All News Pipeline. Miraculous story there, and Susan Duclo will be writing it up. And we watched Bob Griswold die of cancer. We watched Hawk fading away right now. I mean, I don't know, outside of the grace of God, how long he can go on. Those are his words, not mine. Yet he's still trying to fight the good fight of faith. God bless him. From a wheelchair with so little power or force behind his voice, because one of his lungs has just massive infestation cancer. So do all of his organs. But God bless him. And guess what, Doug? He's going to fight to his last breath, you know? So thank all of you who are listening to Hawk's program, you know, because he's got a radio program. He took it over from me. He's done a remarkable job. And we're going to say goodbye to a lot of people we love. I want to thank you all for praying for Romy Zarek. Those of you who are Q-Files got a special alert. I'll be sending out one final alert. And basically, I'm sad to say that with heroic efforts, she's going home to be with the Lord. Could be in a couple hours. And again, this is, what time is it? It's 11:26 my time in the morning. I've talked to both of Romy's daughters. Romy was such a neat lady that she trained up her daughters in homeschooling. They're both incredibly bright. She kept every single book for all the grades, including McGuffey primers that taught kids how to pronounce words, write words phonetically, because she said, someday all of God's kids will be in underground churches and they'll need to be taught, and these materials will teach them. So You know, I'd like to thank everybody who's prayed for Romy. I'd ask you to pray for her daughters. Their names are Brittany and Kelsey, and what remarkable women. And I don't think there's any harder decision you got to make, Doug, than to pull the plug on someone you love. That means cut off all artificial life support.
It is increasingly, it just seems like we are losing so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, I know, look, our demographics are pretty much in line with our own ages, or a little bit younger, but this is beyond losing people in a natural way. This, again, I believe, is part of the spiritual warfare that we're fighting. I do believe that God, however, in his mercy, is bringing people home. But I also believe that the evil out there has been ramping up so much and targeting the people, people like our listeners and viewers. I mean, my heart goes out to the people who are suffering from sickness, suffering from illness right now, who are listening and watching this, who are alone, the widows, the people without family. I mean, it hurts in here to know that they're suffering. But no, you're not alone, because if any message I would have is the same as Steve's, and you've got to put your trust and faith in the Lord, and I'll tell you something, I think what you're about to see, you know, could push you toward that fear that, man, I'm not going to make it. Well, you can with God. And so don't lose hope. Even though we're talking about all of this, and even talking about the practical solutions to threats, don't lose hope. And put your faith in God. If you've got nothing else, you've got that. That's just my message.
Well, Jesus said he gives us power, followers, believers, to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. But that has to be battlefield tested. You can't just quote that thinking, well, it's automatic. There are no, how should I say this, no mantras that will take anybody through. And so that's why I shared with everyone, trust the Lord with all your heart, you know, and basically not your understanding. And that's when God directs our steps. So the most important thing above, beyond, and in all is, ladies and gentlemen, to come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Look, I got to be honest with you. Even as someone who's warned about this, written books about this, produced videos about this, I quote this scripture of King David. At the time I am afraid, I trust in thee. And ladies and gentlemen, fear is going to be multiplied, but it doesn't have to take our hope or our faith and hope away, because in essence, and Doug, you said something, you know, people need to be told, people who are widows, widowers, people forget them, people who are veterans, they need to be told how much we appreciate them, and not just told them, oh, Jesus loves you, and not buy them a meal, or not. Here's the thing, those of us who are capable are going to have to do what we never thought we were going to do, but God will give the seed. He'll send the rain in the season, and the rain is the rain of his presence. Only God can provide a secret place of the Most High God. And that's, if you know what that is, read Psalm 91. And ladies and gentlemen, again, we're 13 days away in watching the country, their response and their reaction. Doug, you know this, you've heard it from your sources, I've heard it from mine. They mock that there was no more pushback. They mock. So, you know, when people say, oh, good night, there's 200 million guns, people don't know what it's like. Jamie Walden did a great job telling people what it's like to come up against armed, trained people. But it's God that makes the difference.
Indeed, that's our only hope. But you know, we have to do our part. I believe we have to do our part. And God will cover us for the rest. That's just how I feel. Again, we're looking at some pretty rough times ahead. Even on the best, even if you consider the best of circumstances, think about, and Steve, that this is something. Think about the ticket that Donald Trump is running against, that the American patriots are running against, the communist and the bigger communist. I mean, both of these people are communists. Aside from whatever else they represent, they're communists. And we are about to, with half the population, experience the possibility in our lifetime of this country becoming a communist nation. And yet I see people seal clapping for these people, for this ticket. Donald Trump has his issues and problems. I get that. But out of the two parties, which we shouldn't have anyway, but out of the two parties, which one are you going to select? And if you're on the fence, how can you possibly be on the fence and be a Christian? You've got one party who is all in favor, walls. Hey, kill the babies even after they're born. And people will say, well, that's just that's not true. Yes, it is. It's same with Kamala Harris, Mattress Back Harris, the communist. Kill them all. And how can God forgive? Should God, I mean, do we expect God to forgive the mass slaughter of the unborn and even the born? I'm just asking. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Doug, how long do we have? I'm just curious.
We have about 8 minutes.
Okay. In the 8 minutes, set a timer, 8 minutes. You've been told, but people have got to recognize that, as we just said, their only hope is supernaturally in Jesus. You can have the toughest guy, you can have the best trained fighter in the world, but the smallest bacteria, the smallest virus, the most harmless candy bar or anything that's genetically manufactured, anything that's genetically manufactured or modified, carries within it the seed to destroy you. Because no one's talking about, and I know that we'll bring on Tina's sister, who's an MD and also a naturopath, but no one's talking about the cellular damage that's going on in human bodies, or the articulation through RF, through cell signals, of different pathogens that were inserted in the COVID-19. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there's more to getting, I'm going to grab my blanket again, there's more to protecting yourself than just a blanket. But the point is, this will protect you. Get the biggest one possible, or getting any of the escape zone products. And by the way, you can get to all those through sat123.com. They all filter through. And what's problematic, Doug, is that we hear the grocery store chains, the ones that are shutting down, are accelerating. They're off the charts, literally off the charts. The food that was available to those different stores is now being rerouted so that the last vestiges of profit can be made. And I've asked myself this, Steve, what do you do when the day comes when there's no more ability to write checks to pay your vendors? And by the way, I'm totally opposed to online banking. I don't do it. I've tried to tell everybody, Doug, for multiple years, get out of the big five banks. Get out of them, get out of them, get out of them. And what happens? Warren Buffett goes and sells billions of dollars worth of B of A stock. Well, guess what? He's one of the smartest investors in the world. And he's dumping Bank of America. How many times, Doug, have I been on your show, my show, saying, get out, get out, get out while you can?
Yep.
You know? And some people, it's more, how should I say this, comfortable to do nothing than to do something.
And that's been our problem all along with everything, every part of our life. It's always easier. Just, okay, things will be okay. And you don't do anything. And that's been our problem all along. Now we are going to be forced to do something.
Right. And again, to look at the commercial real estate market, it's dead, dying. And I'm going to make a statement. Commercial real estate, except areas of the country that are booming, whether it's Austin, Texas, or whatever the herd is out of fear running to, Bozeman, Montana, good example. Commercial real estate is only as good as the financial soundness of the economy underneath it. You've got, you know, some cases, $500-700 million skyscrapers with, you know, selling for half price. But what good does that do when no one can afford to pay rent? You know, we watched the hamburger wars. And the hamburger wars was when McDonald's went to a ridiculous, and I don't eat at those places, I'm just saying I don't. They went to ridiculous price levels to try and maintain their profitability that was. Anybody who thinks they can reproduce their profitability that was is deluded. And D-E-L-U-D-E-D, and their profits are being diluted, D-I-L-U-T-E-D. So what does it mean if there is no commercial real estate? It means there's no commerce. There's no commerce. You can't lease. I'm going to start a new paint business. Well, you can't lease something that costs you more per month than you can generate because you're a new paint store. So we're watching the death of commercial real estate. Number two, we're watching the death of food availability. And number three, we're watching the death of organic food because everything's being manipulated, genetically modified. Number four, we're watching the death of the housing market. You can't pay mortgage rates of 9.5% or 8.5% and never hope to own a home, especially when you're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year. $40,000 a year translates into $28,000 in purchasing power, you know, at 30% inflation rate. Number five, nothing you will be told by the mainstream media will ever be true. They're a bunch of bloody parrots sitting on perches, crapping on everybody because they will not tell the truth. Everything that they tell or speak is orchestrated. So that's why they got to get rid of all of us. So if you're listening to a podcast from anybody and it touches a nerve, it tells you what to do, you know, download it. And then when I say download computer and then shift it over to a disk or some form of medium that records that isn't related to the internet. And that's about all I can say, Doug, because again, there's so much, when the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. And this is a land of mourning. You're not going to have a pep rally and make America great again. The time to have repented was after 9/11. The time to have repented, but when the church goes along with evil, the church is saying, I don't believe in Jesus. When the church goes along, and I got to tell you something, any politician, listen, if they'll murder the unborn, I'm watching, that's a tragedy in my opinion. The Republicans are changing their attitude. And let me share, I don't know if they need a pneumatic nail gun, but to nail nails in the top of a coffin for what used to be the United States. And finally, the United States flag should no longer be the red, white, and blue stars and stripes. It should be the Jolly Roger, skull and crossbones, in my opinion.
I can't argue with that, especially with the moral decay. And the fact that politics, of course, is downstream of that cultural moral decay, and most importantly, the spiritual, the abandonment of our spiritual heritage and belief system. We're under attack. I think as Christians, we should act like it and respond accordingly. Steve, I want to thank you so much for everything that you do, folks. go to set one, the satellite phone store, set123.com, and all of the various darkbags.com, escapezone.com, go and get ready. But more importantly, hit your knees and pray for, just pray for our country. Pray for what lies ahead. Steve, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Doug.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Tomorrow, Jonathan Cahn. I'll tell you what, you're going to